Shaws, get your shit together.
Welcome to the Disney College Podcast. I don't know if I'm going to leave any of that conversation in that we had before. So it might just start with you going, Shaws, get your shit together. And they will have no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so out of context.
Yeah. For anybody that's wondering, why are you talking about the supermarket Shaws? This is a Disney podcast. Well, I got news for you. This month, we're really not a Disney podcast because I am moving. So we're making the episodes shorter and more compact. So it's just kind of me and James talking for a month.
So how are things going?
You know, they're going good. Started a new podcast that we talked about last week called Cinema's Dead with Nick and Connor, and that is out tomorrow, so you can check that out. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing a lot of video editing for Toga Tips, and that's really about it. Nice. And drinking milk, of course.
I'm drinking high C. Does milk change your poop color to be, I'm trying to think, like blue? What? You know when you eat something that's really like, that has a lot of food coloring in it?
Yeah, and it affects your stool a bit. No, I haven't noticed that with milk.
I have, just because I'm lactose intolerant. I mean, not color-wise. But that's our first, you know, gross thing of the season, I think. We've had Dan on this season. He didn't say any gross stuff like that. So what did it take? We're on episode 8 of the season.
Yeah, we made it pretty far in.
So we do have some, you know, Disney news. We'll start with the sad Disney news first. Blue Sky is closing. It got shut down.
Blue Sky? You mean that studio that brought us Ice Age?
Yes, the studio that brought us Ice Age. Also the studio that brought us Spies in Disguise.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they also brought us... What else did they bring us? Oh, Ferdinand. Academy Award nominated motion picture Ferdinand with John Cena.
Oh, wow. But you know, we only really liked them for Ice Age. And after the first one, just wasn't really that good.
So are you saying that Disney is justified in what they're doing?
Yeah, I'd say that. I mean, they gotta do what they can to survive. And you know, I don't think we need an Ice Age 5 or whatever number they're on.
All right. Odd take. But you know, what Ice Age are they on?
That is a good question. I know they're up to 4. They've done 4. I don't know if they've done a 5th one yet or not.
Yeah, they did, because I saw the first one and I liked the first one. Then they did The Meltdown, which I hated.
Yeah, they've done 5.
Have they really? Because I know Dawn of the Dinosaurs was a thing.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dinosaurs was the 3rd one. The Meltdown was the 4th one. And then Collision Course was the 5th one, where they had Scrat in space.
The Meltdown was the 2nd one, though, wasn't it? It was like the global warming one.
I mean, yeah, that was the 2nd one. What the heck was the 4th one then?
Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
I thought that was the 3rd one. So we have Ice Age, we got The Meltdown, we got Dawn of the Dinosaurs, and we got Collision Course. But
Continental Drift.
That was it, Continental Drift.
That's the one where the dinosaurs start showing up, I think? No.
I think there was a talking monkey in that.
Oh, I have only seen the first two. I could not even begin to tell you what happens in that series. Did I miss anything? Like, did I miss...
No, literally no. The only good parts of it are when Scrat is chasing his acorn, and that's like 20 minutes out of the whole series.
Oh, out of the whole series? I thought you were going to say 20 minutes in that movie, and I'm like, thank God I didn't watch it. That would have been terrible.
Like, if they wanted to, they could have just taken all those moments of Scrat with his acorn and just made that into like a 20-minute short.
Well, the good news is I think they are making more shorts, and I feel like I read something that they're rebooting it. I think they're doing another one on Disney Plus, from what I remember reading.
Oh, a reboot.
Yeah. If they don't bring Ray Romano back, there's going to be... I'll give them an Ice Age, The Meltdown.
Puns.
All right. So other news we got. The United States of America is considering closing down Florida.
Oh, man. So closing down Florida, you say?
Yeah. So that, you know, we can't go to Disney and we can't go to Gatorland and we can't go to Universal.
I mean, I kind of got to support them on this because, you know, they're saying there's about 15% of that new UK strain, the mutated strain, and it's showing up in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Florida, everything's open, so it makes sense.
Yep, everything's open. It's like, come on down. The Rona's there.
I mean, they just had the Super Bowl there where they tried to make it good by being like, oh, we're going to have this many first responders. And then they also under it said, and we're also going to have, I think it was like, I'm going to get this number wrong, but 150,000 just undisclosed people. I don't even know if they tested when they went into the arena. And then you get Tom Brady, who just kind of walks into the arena without a mask on.
True, true. And also there was that guy that that streaked across the field.
It was you.
Oh, yeah, it totally was me. Yeah. I was in Tampa last week.
Wow. Did you get arrested?
I did. And I didn't win the bet that I signed up for. You know, I made a bet with someone that someone was going to streak on the Super Bowl field, and I was going to get $374,000 for it.
Wait.
And that didn't happen.
So are you saying that you made a bet and that's why you did it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, who wouldn't make a bet that you'd run across someone would run across the Super Bowl field and then you go and do it to make sure you win $375,000?
Why that specific number?
I don't know. I mean, it might have something to do with how much a first edition base set of Pokemon cards just sold for at the end of 2020.
Oh, God. What is this base set?
Like the first ever set that was released.
Oh, that's actually less money than I thought it would sell for. I would have thought that would have been in like the millions.
Nah, that was the most it's ever sold for. And I thought, you know, why not just make this bet? And if someone doesn't do it, I'll just do it. It's a win-win situation. Did not pass go, did not collect $375,000. So
had to pay this $375 in trespassing fees.
Yeah, so kind of pissed about that, but you know, it is what it is.
Jumping into music for a second, you know, because we're also, as much as we are a Disney podcast, we are now a music podcast as well. Did you see that the band Falling in Reverse is doing some live stream?
I did. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it looks odd, but I am definitely going to probably watch it.
Oh yeah, same. They're doing two different sets, and that's pretty intense.
I don't even think it's sets. I think he recreated a bunch of his own music, and it's going to be like, did you hear the re-release? You've heard the one for Drugging Me As You, but did you hear the one for I'm Not a Vampire?
I didn't.
It's weird. And I think before you buy tickets, you might want to listen to it.
Is it similar to the Drugging Me As You, or is it like something completely different?
It's similar. You see, it's like really cool until like he doesn't really match the second verse up with anything. And then for some reason, he changes the lyrics, or he adds lyrics. He doesn't change the lyrics. At one point, he yells, "When will you mortals believe?"
Oh.
Yeah. So,
that's a bit intense.
I think it's gonna tie into the live stream. So we'll and then at the end he just kinda, you know how he yells at the end of the Drugging Me As You one?
Yeah.
He yells at the top of his lungs the last verse of this.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's
what's the last verse that he yells?
Like the last chorus.
Oh God.
It's also 7 minutes long. 303 also put out some music. There was some other song that I was going to talk about, but you know, I don't remember. Oh, there's another live stream coming up too. Oh, what is it? Do you know what the other live stream is that just got announced?
Oh, dang. I don't know.
All right. So, moving on to more Disney news. How's the Mandalorian? Oh, Mandalorian's done. How's the Marvel show going? WandaVision?
It's going pretty good. I've only watched up to episode 3. I watched episode 4 with my dad, but that's when we watched it without the with the audio turned way down. So it was kind of confusing on that, but we still got to watch. I think it's on the 6th episode now, so we got a little catching up to do. But it's pretty good so far. Really trippy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Which episode came out on the day that we were recording this? Is it like 7?
I think it's the 6th one.
Oh, so you're almost up to date. You got one more.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and yeah. I think from what I read about the reviews of it, they said it's a mixture of like dark, like mystery aspects with 90s comedy. So I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I mean, I only really know what happened in the last episode with X-Men guy coming back.
Yes.
Yeah, I for a couple days until someone told me, I thought that it was the guy who had initially played Quicksilver in the Marvel universe, but it was not. It was the guy who played it in the other universe.
Yep.
So Evan Peters is now Quicksilver in both universes. Moving on to the next topic. One of the stars of The Mandalorian got fired.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. What's her name?
Gina something.
Yeah.
Carano, something like that.
Yeah, we were talking about it on Cinema is Dead, and I guess she said something like Trump supporters are being treated like Jewish people in the Holocaust.
Yeah, the posts like essentially compare conservatives to or what they're saying, it was comparing conservatives to Jews during the Holocaust.
Yeah. I think it's good that she's gone. Was she a big character?
She was Cara Dune. She was a people are going to probably be mad that I'm going to say this. Like, I don't really know what her character is, because I thought that she was an Imperial, but then also that she was a like a rebel soldier. She was a drop trooper for someone, but then after the war, she just kind of like became a mercenary.
Yeah, well, you know what she is now in the movie world? She is starring in a movie that Ben Shapiro wrote. So, you know, career is going up from here.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what's best for you.
Do you know who Ben Shapiro is?
I totally know who he is. But for anyone who doesn't know who he is, why don't you tell us?
We might get copyrighted claimed for this. But I think it's better that I show you.
Oh, no.
I can't show you. But Ben Shapiro is, you know the song WAP by Cardi B?
Yeah.
He's one of the very like conservative people, and he holds a podcast and stuff. And recently he was in the news because he was very confused by that song and could not understand why it was so wet. And he kept calling it a P word.
Okay. Forget what I said, that I don't even know what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that with a 6-foot pole.
So he's a very conservative person, and he offered a role to her for, I guess Connor from No Highway Option was saying that he is, before he became a kind of podcast host, he was an aspiring screen artist. So, or screenwriter. Did you have any Disney news? Oh, now I know what the other virtual concert was. The Post Malone Pokemon concert.
Oh, yeah. Post Malone. Yeah, apparently Post Malone is doing a virtual concert on February 27th to commemorate Pokemon's 25th anniversary.
Is it going to be him animated?
I'm pretty sure it is. Like, have you seen the, like on most of the news articles, they have the picture of him in like a 3D model. I think that's what they're going to do for it.
What did they do with Katy Perry?
They haven't said, like, they only revealed her name in the when they were doing like the 25th anniversary like trailer for it, but they haven't shown anything with her. And now they got Post Malone as a 3D singer, so it's gonna be wild. That's all I got to say about that.
Is it gonna be censored?
I have a feeling he's going to be singing like Pokemon songs.
No, there's no way.
Like it'll just be like 3 hours of him singing the theme song, but like in a Post Malone vibe to it.
Didn't you say it's going to be on Twitch though?
Yeah, it's going to be on YouTube and Twitch on the Pokemon channel.
I think it will be him singing his songs, right? There's no way that he only sings Pokemon songs.
I mean, I guess we'll have to wait and find out. Might have to do a little review of it the day after. Actually, what day is that?
The 27th is
a it's day. A Saturday.
Well, I just so everybody knows, I'm saying this now so that it happens. I'm going to be on the episode that comes out about that of Toga Tips. So prepare for that. I have not run that by James, but I have inserted myself into that.
Oh, bet. By the way, I think I finally figured out how to get guests on Twitch. Like, there's a way that you can take someone's Skype call and, like, import the video into, like, the streaming software.
That's cool. So,
yeah, we're one step closer.
Well, maybe we'll live stream it then. What day is it? The 27th?
Yep.
Oh, I'm gonna
2 weeks from tomorrow.
I'm going to be in moving mode then. So we'll see. I might have to watch it later and then report back, but we will make that happen. We both sound exhausted. I feel bad for everyone.
You know, it's a really weird turn of events. Like, I thought you were going to have more energy than I was, and we're kind of like on a base level, and that's okay. Cause you know, it's like, it's kind of balancing things out. Like, it's not like it's like one handed, like all hyper and stuff. And the other one's like, ugh.
Yeah. This is the episode that you want to listen to if you want to fall asleep. Like, you know how people fall asleep with podcasts on?
I mean, some people fall asleep while watching Twitch. There's a lot of people that stream that kind of stuff.
Are you like a Twitch partner? Can I like subscribe to you?
No, I'm not a Twitch partner yet. But hopefully soon, if I'll plug it at the end of the episode.
Well, I don't have, like, there's no Disney news. There's nothing. There's absolutely no Disney news.
Yeah, we're kind of in a dry spot right now. Things are pretty stale in the Disney universe.
You know, not having assigned topics also did not help.
It is what it is.
But like we said, we're planning on, once I move, we're going to come back really, really strong and, you know, have some great topics because we'll be away from Kyle. So we can't mention the topics or else Kyle is going to steal them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Also, you said we're going to come back strong. Would you say we were going to come back headstrong?
No, because we're not going to get banned from Twitter. For people who don't get that reference, there's a band called Trapped that says, "Headstrong, I'll take you on." And oh boy, did he try to take on everyone.
Oh, he did. And he failed.
Oh, he
miserably.
He failed real bad. You know what? I'll just address this on the episode. What was that at the end of the last week's episode?
What do you mean?
I gave you the password. And I logged in, like I listened to the episode on Spotify, and instead of a normal ending where it jumps to the ad, there was ominous music, and then you said something about, "I'm starting an Avengers team."
What? I didn't say that.
You said, "I'm starting an Avengers team to take down Nick," and then you somehow got Austin, the only person who hasn't been on the podcast, to call in.
I don't recall that. We finished the episode and that was that.
I mean, I can play it for you if you need to hear it.
I mean, you could play it, but I don't think it's going to be me.
I mean, it didn't really make a good Valentine's Day special. It made it kind of dark. I'm playing this on my phone, by the way, everyone. Because I don't have the actual file. Because James snuck this in there.
I don't know what you mean.
You have a really outdated phone.
I I have a Galaxy S9. Like, that is nothing like my phone.
That's what your phone sounds like. This is your recording.
No, it's not. I don't know what you mean.
Hey, Austin. Look,
is that not your voice?
But I gotta make this brief. Me and Nick are feuding. You know, apparently he has problems with my dip, the dishes, and just me in general. So I'm putting together a team to stop him, like the Avengers. And since you haven't been on our show yet, I wanted to ask if you would join my team and fight this ultimate battle.
I'm in.
What the heck?
Yes, you are trying to start a war with Nick.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's like, why would I want to start a war with Nick? Me and Nick are great buddies. We get along so well. Why would I start a war with him?
Don't tell him. I think there's something else going on. And judging from how positive you were about Disney shutting down Blue Sky, I think something's going on.
Look, you don't understand what's going on. This is beyond anything. Like, you should just drop it and move on.
You know what? You know what we didn't mention this week? We haven't got any Goofy's still on the run.
Goofy's on the run? Gosh. I thought he was back.
No, Goofy's on the run. Donald's back. Or actually, no, Donald's not back. But what are your thoughts on Goofy?
Yuck, you know, I think Goofy's an upstanding citizen, and, you know, I don't think he was involved with anything like conspiracy related with Disney. I think Donald and all of them are on vacation, and, you know, wherever Goofy is, I hope he's fine, and I hope he turns up soon and gets away safely.
Well, then, on your video chat, who's that standing behind you?
What? Nobody.